We like to do things by the numbers. We're all about commerce and community. Welcome to The Upswing, presented by Oricon Bank, the natural choice for all your banking needs. Now for the host that's always on The Upswing, Jeff Sherman.
Now, to business, gentlemen.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. Happy Friday. It is the second Friday of Lent, so we got to check in on a little Upswing fish fry price check for you. Last week, we kind of went with the tried and true old school classic choice, right? The Packing House, right by the airport, that wonderful drive-through. This week, even though we're going to celebrate all things Irish all weekend long, all through Monday, which is St. Patrick's Day, my pick for tonight has an Italian twist. I'm going to Carini's on Oakland Avenue on Milwaukee's east side. It's known for its seafood-based Italian cuisine. Here's the deal. Italian hand-breaded fish fry, only offered on Fridays. Atlantic cod, fried with Italian seasoned breadcrumbs, tartar sauce, lemon, but a little difference maker here. It's served with pasta marinara and, of course, clam chowder. Kind of two differences with this fish fry. One, of course, is the pasta, but the big difference here is the breading. It's just flour, eggs, and breadcrumbs. You don't have all that greasy beer batter, which I have nothing against. I love the beer batter fish fry, but this is simple. It's handmade. The breading is amazing. Sicilian heritage at this place. Peter Carini and his family have been running it since 1996. Also, Neapolitan-style pizza oven in the back. So if you just, you know, you don't want the fish fry, go with the old school, maybe a pizza margarita. But put it on your list. The price check, $19 for this fish fry. Not too expensive, but a little higher end, but it is so, so worth it. Today on the show, we're going to keep it light as we're going to talk dining, drinking, parades, and a little bit about Pi Day. Megan Kujawa is the Marketing and Events Director at the Westtown Association. Westtown is the co-producer of tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day Parade in downtown Milwaukee. Jake Denny runs several bars and restaurants in the area, including Lucky Clover Irish Pub here in downtown Milwaukee. Both Jake and Megan will join us in studio in just a bit. Today, it's March 14th, 3.14, of course. So we're going to hear a little bit more about this, what is it, irrational number later in the show. But I'm pretty certain you're going to look for some Pi Day specials. So I'm taking the research off of your back and did a little bit for you. A few things around the area that I'm seeing. Elegant Farmer, that wonderful place out there on Highway ES and J in Maguanago, has their apple pie baked in those paper bags for $3.14 today. Blue's Egg, if you're looking for a brunch or breakfast location, 76th and Blue Mound, they're offering $3.14 off of all of their whole pies today. On the national level, maybe you're like, all right, I need to go to Famous Dave's. I got nothing against that. Go for a little barbecue. But all participating locations in the country of Famous Dave's are offering customers a slice of Baker's Square Pie for free today on Pi Day with a $10 minimum purchase on dine-in or to-go or online orders. There you go. Saving you some money, having some fun on this Pi Day. Let's go two up because we got to go two up. We had two things in the business world that you need to know about right now.
Now it's time for the
two, count 'em, two,
two, two, two up on the Upswing.
Number one, choiceful seems to be the word in the economy today. If you look at Costco's membership model, their main customer base continues to skew a little bit more higher income. But according to the Wall Street Journal, the company said last week that demand on the grocery side has shifted to lower cost proteins like ground beef and poultry. So members at the store are still spending, but according to its chief financial officer, they're being, quote, very choiceful about where they spend. He said consumers are being pickier and pickier as they see more data on inflation and tariffs come in. So even Costco on a macro level is monitoring what the consumer is doing. At Dollar General, they also said yesterday that sales are getting higher and higher to higher income households who are seeking cheaper options. They've accelerated that spending in the last few weeks. So you got to keep your eye on balances and checking accounts and savings accounts, which have been declining a little bit in the past 12 months as well. Keep an eye on cash balances in households. It may mean a bit more choiceful decisions at retail. Second up, there's a new owner for an iconic Milwaukee bar, John Dye, who also owns cocktail lounges. We have a very cocktail culture here in Milwaukee. John Dye owns At Random, Bryant's, and The Estate. He will take over in May ownership of Von Trier on Milwaukee's east side. Milwaukee has this wonderful, as I said, old school cocktail culture. John Dye has kept that heritage and culture going with all of his locations. He's the perfect owner for this location. If you haven't been to Von Trier, you need an old school Milwaukee German cocktail. Hit Von Trier. John's going to kind of refresh it a little bit, enhance the back patio, and keep the heritage of the wonderful Von Trier on Milwaukee's east side going. When we come back, we're going to explore the history of Hi Day. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We may have to do a whole couple segments next Friday on fish fry prices because the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. I love all of the suggestions, all of the ideas. Everyone has their favorite spot for sure. A reminder, it's 855-616-1620. Always appreciate the comments. So today, March 14th, 3.14 or pi. The number, of course, can go on forever, right? The most accurate value for pi, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, is more than 62 trillion digits. It's calculated in August of 2021 by the University of Applied Sciences in Switzerland. But WTMJ's Debbie Lozaga has the full story on 3.14 and Pi Day.
Pastry and math lovers, rejoice.
Yeehaw!
Get ready to get your nerd on. It's Pi Day. What, you say? Why, it's March 14th. You know, 314.
3.14159265.
It's that pi. We've learned it in school. We all know it's a crazy number. But really, what is it?
Pi is the ratio of the circumference to the diameter of any circle. Circumference is pi times the diameter.
Teaching associate professor in the mathematics department of Marquette University, Dr. Carl Mueller, says it's a number that's always been around.
Oh, it goes way back, way, way, way back. Greek mathematics, I think, might have been when it started. And it's actually a fairly straightforward fact that the circumference and the diameter of a circle always have the same ratio. And it was across cultures, and not necessarily where one person discovered it and shared it with somebody else. It was something that was there to be discovered and understood.
But what do we need it for?
Pi is used for a lot of mathematical formulas, even things that don't seem to include circles. There are probability questions that use pi. It is important for things like if you want to get a spacecraft to Mars, you're going to need to know pi so that you can aim it correctly. But the number of digits that you need is surprisingly small. Computers use 15 decimal places after the three, but it's more than enough to get you to Mars and land exactly where you want to land. If you use just those 16 digits, counting the three, and you calculate the circumference of the Earth at the equator, because you've rounded off a little bit, you'll be off by about the width of a molecule.
Pretty neat, huh? Now, pi is what's known as an irrational number, a number that can't be written as a simple fraction. And in its decimal form, it doesn't end. Ever. It has an infinite number of digits after the decimal point. Those digits also don't repeat, so no 5 fives or 3 threes. Each digit is different one to the next. There are people who dedicate themselves to memorizing pi, like Dr. Carl. he's got way more than needed.
It's about 130 now, I think. It might be 140. The first 100 are burned into my brain. I learned those the summer between 7th and 8th grade, and they are just burned into my brain the way the alphabet's burned into your brain.
Pretty cool trick for a bar bet. And as of 2023, mathematicians and computer scientists have been able to calculate it out to over 100 trillion digits. We'll never really need all those, but it's a thing. It's even in the Guinness Book of World Records. And how does a self-respecting mathematician celebrate this most auspicious day?
I don't know that there's a whole lot of celebrating other than probably eating some pies. I mean, that has become a thing now, the eating of pies on Pi Day. I mean, any excuse to talk about pie, any excuse to eat pies, I mean, it all kind of ties together.
Ah, yes, the other kind of pie. Well, I spoke with Mr. Dye himself, owner and baker at Mr. Dye's Pies, right here in the 3rd Street Market Hall. He says this is a big day.
We've been blessed to have a lot of pie days during the year. This is the biggest one. There's two national pie days, and this one is the biggest one. So we definitely see an uptick in orders and interest and the phone ringing, and we do expect a lot of traffic.
2, 3, 8,
yes,
four,
yes,
six,
we
two,
know what pie
six.
Is, but what is pie with an E? Well, according to Mr. Dye,
a pie has to have some crust. It doesn't necessarily have to be round, but you got to get some crust going. There's some pies that would have a crust on top and on the bottom. We also started doing a ground beef pasty, so with the ground beef onion, so it's more savory, and that's definitely a pie as well.
Aha, so it doesn't need to be sweet. Interesting. And now I'm hungry. I'm going to go head out and get me some pie and see how far I can memorize pie. Happy Pie Day, everybody. Debbie Lazaga, WTMJ News.
8, 3, 2, 7, 9.
Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. It's a big weekend here in downtown Milwaukee for sure. Economic impact all over. One thing, though, I'm looking forward truly to the parade tomorrow, without a doubt, St. Patrick's Day parade here in downtown Milwaukee. But you fast forward a bit to next weekend at Fiserv Forum. College basketball in its prime right now. A reminder that Milwaukee and Marquette are hosting the first and second rounds of the NCAA tournament this year. Milwaukee hasn't hosted the event since 2022. Selection of the teams happens 5 p.m. on Sunday, which at the point, you know, we'll know where the Wisconsin Badgers, Marquette Golden Eagles men's teams will land. Maybe the UW Green Bay women, too, will land in the tournament. That women's special begins at 7 p.m. on Sunday. But again, Fiserv Forum hosting first and second round games next Friday and next Sunday. We'll know the teams on Sunday. Most likely, I don't see the Badgers landing in Milwaukee. You never know. Obviously, Marquette is ineligible to compete at its home court at Fiserv Forum. But there's a chance the Badgers could land there. I think we're more likely maybe to see Iowa State, maybe Kentucky, Purdue. But you got to look at tickets right now. This event sells tickets by the strip. Like, you buy Friday and Sunday. Tickets available right now on Ticketmaster and through resale on Ticketmaster. I'm seeing for about $470, the lowest tickets on Ticketmaster. But if you look at similar prices on StubHub, or similar seats on StubHub, they're a little cheaper. I'm seeing $331, section 206, upper deck, row 9. So, you know, keep your eye on prices. The good thing about the games is they're full of teams from across the country. So you get all these fan bases that are coming into town. Maybe on that first day, a team loses and you're able to buy those tickets from those fans for a little cheaper amount. So keep your eye on all the platforms. Find tickets. It's always a wonderful, activating event for downtown Milwaukee. The bars and the restaurants and the hotels are all full, as our two guests in studio know very well. Jake Denny is one of the co-owners of the Sidra Group, owns bars and restaurants across the area. Megan Kajawa is the marketing and events director at the Westtown Association. the co-producer for this weekend's big St. Patrick's Day parade. I appreciate you both taking time out of your day. I know it's a busy weekend for you.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Of course. So, Megan, I wanted to start with you first. And look at the Westtown Association, nonprofit business association, really focused on championing the economic and social development of the Central Business District here in downtown Milwaukee. The relationship with the Shamrock Club of Wisconsin is a really unique one that helps make the parade and all the other events happen each and every year. Just talk to us about that relationship.
Yeah, so it started back in 2002 when the Shamrock Club of Wisconsin approached Westtown about partnering on this event. And it's a really great partnership because the Shamrock Club brings the special things about the Irish tradition and all of that to the partnership. And Westtown works to help promote the downtown businesses. So bringing those two things together works really well. And then in terms of organizing the parade, the Shamrock Club of Wisconsin handles all of the units and help recruiting all the entertainment, the Irish dance groups to be participating in the parade. And Westtown works to help with all the marketing, advertising, and helping getting people into our downtown businesses.
Yeah, and we're it's the 57th annual Shamrock Club of Wisconsin Parade. Steps off at noon on Saturday. It's parades are big endeavors, right?
Yeah.
They are big little businesses. How does it all come together throughout the year? I mean, you're looking at sponsorship, you're booking the different parade participants. Just talk to us about the process.
Yeah, so it really comes together in kind of a short amount of time, but it is a quick 2.5 months that we really spend on this. We do a little bit of pre-planning as early as November, but most of it starts really coming together in January. Westtown Association works on, securing the corporate sponsorships that help us pay, our parade units and the permit fees and ensuring we have enough manpower on the parade route to ensure that there's a safe event that we're producing. And the Shamrock Club, like I said, really works hard on getting all the units. And there is a bit of a competition with the Chicago parade happens the same weekend most years.
For the bands and the participants.
Yeah, so there is a little bit of regional competition in getting those units, but we always come together and put a really great event on.
We are talking the economics of the St. Patrick's Day Parade, which is Saturday here in downtown Milwaukee. When we come back, we'll look at local impact at the bar and restaurant level. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. St. Patrick's Day weekend is here and the 57th Shamrock Club of Wisconsin St. Patrick's Day Parade is Saturday right here in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. Really unique partnership between the Westtown Association and the Shamrock Club that makes the parade happen each and every year. Megan Kajawa is the Marketing and Events Director at Westtown. Jake Denny is the Westtown Board Member and co-owner of the Cinder Group, which runs several bars and restaurants in the area, including Buckhead Back Bar Saloon, Lucky Clover Irish Pub here in downtown, the Elbow Room in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and the still somewhat new 90s 2K Cafe that's just steps away from Deer District. So, Megan and Jake, I wanted to talk about the kind of the economic impact of events in downtown. Obviously, bringing visitors, all the participants is one thing. What's the other side of the coin in terms of filling bars and restaurants, Megan?
Yeah, so luckily the St. Patrick's Day Parade, especially along with our other events like the Milwaukee Night Market, helped bring thousands of people into downtown Milwaukee. And with the parade especially, they're supporting the bars and restaurants, hotels, and like parking structures as well, help generate a lot of revenue downtown. And especially with the parade, it's the largest event of the first quarter. And luckily, tomorrow we're going to have some pretty good weather. Yeah. So it's a great time for everyone to come back outside again after a long winter.
There have been colder parades for sure. So like having temperatures in the 40s and 50s for this event is a good thing.
Yep.
So Jake, in terms of your businesses, I mean, you're hosting the pre-event party tonight. How important are holidays and kind of big holidays like St. Patrick's Day to the bar business?
They're huge. There's kind of the significant ones of the year, Halloween, Milwaukee just loves Halloween. That's probably the number one yeah. time. New Year's on St. Patty's Day is right up there. March is actually our best month of the whole year, outside of just normal, like if there's a big convention or something that might spike a different month. But overall, people are, you know, St. Patty's Day, as long as the date falls, Monday is actually a great date for it to be, because you get the whole Thursday, Friday, Saturday build-up celebration.
Okay.
What really hurts bars in a way is when the holiday's on a Thursday or Friday. So you have New Year's on a Friday, no one's going out Saturday, Sunday, vice versa, same with a Thursday. You can kind of get away with it with a Wednesday. There's a little bit of a recovery time. But yeah, St. Patty's Day is just a very positive holiday, too. Everyone's happy. Everyone's celebrating. So it's driven in that direction. A lot of culture.
Yeah. So you'll be full on Monday for sure. Like you said, like St. Patrick's Day has become this two-weekend holiday, right? But sometimes I think when it falls on a Monday, you might not get that double weekend impact.
Right. You won't get as much as, say, if it was on a Sunday, for sure. The Shamrock Shuffle kind of kicks it off, and we had a very busy weekend previously. But most people go out Saturday.
Yeah.
It has, in the last probably decade or 5 or 6 years, has dwindled on the day of. The diehards are at 6 a.m. at the County Clares and the Irish bars of the Milwaukee. We'll be open. We're opening 10 o'clock, 90s 2K, and Lucky Clover. Both will be open at, one will be open at 10, 90s 2K, and the first 100 people get a free Guinness. So that's what we're doing to try and incentivize people, because that early crowd's been missing. Happy hour crowd does come out downtown with not having as many happy hours. It's not what it used to be, but then we're going to celebrate all the way into the night. We have RWB also, so that'll be the late night party. But during the early happy hour, you can get drink specials at 90s 2K, then Lucky's, then RWB, all right by each other.
Jake Denny, Megan Kajawa, talking St. Patrick's Day impact in downtown Milwaukee. When we come back, we're going to walk through all the events, when they start, and give you all the details you need for tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day parade. Welcome back to the Upswing. The St. Patrick's Day Parade in downtown Milwaukee steps off tomorrow at noon. Jake Denny is a Westtown board member and owns bars and restaurants around the area. Megan Kajawa, marketing and events coordinator at Westtown. Jake, you have suburban and city locations. A lot of talk now just about, you know, consumer impact on the price level. Walk us through how you determine cost of a single beer at your bars. You know, you probably can't answer that question simply, but I think people are always interested. Why does a beer cost X dollars in a bar?
It's actually kind of more simple than, or it's a lot simpler than I think.
All right.
You get a case of beer from the distributor, and let's just say the bottle of beer costs you a dollar. Usually the math is you do five times. So if you go buy a beer, $5 downtown probably is a Miller Lite.
Okay.
That's one way that you start. Okay. Then you kind of see what your competitors are, in a way, what pricing are. You don't want to be way too high. You don't want to be way too low. You just want to be within a dollar or 50 cents. And, you know, downtown, there's significantly higher rents. You know, that math helps you get at least, you know, to a profit margin to help cover out the higher costs.
Yeah.
You know, we have an X factor. If I put it based on what the Pfizer form charges, it'd probably be double that. But you know, that's the benefit of the small business and where we're located. You know, we're focusing on the Milwaukee customer that we'll have all the time, not for a special event.
Are you sensing that customers are more price sensitive these days, or they kind of know what to expect?
They are price sensitive, but we also understand that. So we have discounts during times where, okay, if you want to save some money, maybe you have to get there an hour earlier. You know, we, like, for example, 90s 2K, we're busy for 2 to 3 hours on a Friday and Saturday. I've got 10 hours a week to make all our money. If you want a discount, I'll do it in those hours that are earlier, you know, the classic happy hour, or maybe a certain brand that we discount, and maybe that's going to be your Tito's is going to be your vodka that night because it's a $2 off or something. So for someone who's savvy downtown, especially, you shouldn't have a problem finding a discount at some point. It's just not during the waiting in line, super busy time.
Interesting. All right. Megan, I want to have you walk through all the start dates for the events, beginning with tonight's party at Jake's Lucky Clover downtown. Just walk us through everything that's happening.
Yeah, so today, shortly here at noon, we are doing our parade press conference at the 3rd Street Market Hall. We'll have a performance from McNamara McCarthy School of Irish Dance, and then have remarks from our parade organizers. Mayor Cavalier Johnson will be joining us, County Executive David Crowley. And then later tonight at Lucky Clover Irish Pub, we have the Shamrock Kickoff Party from 5:30 to 9 p.m. We have Frogwater, who is an Irish folk duo. They'll be doing a performance. We have a parade raffle, which has dozens of raffle prizes donated by our downtown businesses, like gift cards, event tickets, hotel stays, things like that. And we also will have a special drawing tonight, thanks to our presenting sponsor, Miller Lite. They donated Milwaukee Brewers opening day tickets. So a pair of those will be doing a special drawing. So every Miller Lite you buy tonight at the party, you'll get entered into the raffle.
Nice.
And then tomorrow at noon is when the parade kicks off, right in front of the 3rd Street Market Hall. And it travels a mile and a half throughout downtown's entertainment districts. We'll have over 100 units of all 8 schools in Milwaukee Irish Dance will be participating, pipe and drum groups. We have an all tuba band this year, which is kind of interesting.
Nice.
And my favorite are always the Irish Wolfhounds. And then following the parade, there is the post-parade party at the Irish Cultural and Heritage Center from 2 to 6 p.m., where they'll have more Irish entertainment, Irish food, and a lot of fun festivities for everyone.
Very good. A full slate of events for sure. When we come back, we'll do a final segment if you guys are open to it. I want to do a quick lightning round questions on hospitality, bars, restaurants, and events in downtown Milwaukee. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, the economics of St. Patrick's Day right here in downtown Milwaukee. Megan Kujawa from the Westtown Association that co-produces the parade with the Shamrock Club of Wisconsin. So, Megan, I wanted to ask, people are coming downtown for the parade, where should they park? That's always a big question, right?
Yeah, the best place to park would be at the Avenue structure, so connected to the 3rd Street Market Hall. Interstate Parking is a great partner of ours, and they're providing a $3 rate for anyone who enters on parade day between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m., so that would be the most convenient parking spot. And then we always, of course, encourage everyone to travel safely and responsibly on parade day. So considering taking rideshare services or public transportation, thanks to Molson Coors, they are partnering again with Milwaukee County Transit System to do free Miller rides on parade day. Starting at 6 a.m., fares will be free, 6 p.m., fares will be free through the end of regular service.
Ride the bus for free. That's a good thing for sure. All right. You're both active in and around downtown each and every day. I'm going to do like 3 or 4 kind of quick lightning round downtown impact questions for you. First, Jake, define downtown Milwaukee for me in one word.
Exciting.
Nice.
A lot of development going on. So and seeing the, I mean, I think right around Pfizer Forum, there's 5 different buildings being built right now or in the process.
Mm-hmm.
So the next 2 to 3 years, it'll be probably, I think, 1,000 people. From residents to hotel rooms to plus yeah. the live music.
Yeah. Megan?
I would say entertaining. There's always something going on from our big events to small pop-ups and, of course, all the different sporting events we have downtown. It's a great place to be.
Very good. Favorite fish fry, Jake?
I'll probably say Who's on Third. Bobby does a good job over there. Oak Barrel, too. They're right by each other, but a great place to grab a fish fry.
Very good. Megan, you have a favorite?
Yeah, I'd say you can't beat Old German Beer Hall's beer battered fish fry.
All right. Very good. Jake, you talked about beer prices and how you do that at your locations. What's that upper limit that people just are not willing to pay for a beer?
I think once you get the $10, like there's some beers out there that are just rare or not, but once you get over 10, it better be like a really... But, I mean, I've seen people pay 18 at sporting events. So it depends on your situation, what your choices are.
Yeah.
I think $6 is probably for a domestic and maybe $8 for an import.
Okay. Megan, do you have an upper limit? You're just like, I'm not doing it. That's too much.
Yeah. I mean, I have paid the prices at a sporting event, especially Marquette games. But I like to keep it around the, you can always find a $5 special, I would say, especially for a Green Miller Lite.
Very good. Next, your favorite space in downtown Milwaukee. At Westtown Association, I know you do a lot of work around placemaking and connecting the neighborhoods in and around the areas. You have a favorite space, Megan?
I would say the Old World 3rd Street Entertainment District. I just love going out and supporting the different bars and restaurants in our neighborhood.
Jake, you can't say all your bars and restaurants. You can if you want, but give us something creative.
The lakefront to me is something that's just amazing. Going to other cities, seeing that they don't have that right next to the city. I mean, I think we take it for granted sometimes. And having the festivals right there, the festival grounds, the Summerfest grounds, it's crazy.
Like, yeah.
You don't see that at other spots.
Yeah.
So I find that is just, I really enjoy going to the lakefront.
Yeah, always something new. So much connectivity, development, and impact in downtown Milwaukee. I thank both of you for what you do each and every day. Truly excited for the parade tomorrow at noon right here in downtown Milwaukee. You're listening to The Upswing. This is WTMJ.
These are your business headlines from the Milwaukee Business Journal.
Plans emerge that could transform part of the Blackstone Creek Golf Course in Germantown into a mixed-use development and a village park. A proposal includes development of 350 to 425 residential units in different phases over several years. Quadgraphics launches a promotional products division that will offer hats, pens, backpacks, and apparel emblazoned with the names of Quad customers. The new line of products and services is the latest example of a legacy commercial printer diversifying its business and expanding marketing capabilities. Chinese orthodontic manufacturer Angel Align Technology Incorporated seeks to build a 52,000 square foot facility in Oak Creek in a project expected to generate 200 jobs. Oak Creek will be the first home in the U.S. for the global orthodontic manufacturer. I'm Linda Spice for MilwaukeeBusinessJournal.com on 620 WTMJ.
The Census Bureau says more than 12,000 Americans turn 65 each day. It's a surge they call peak 65, the highest number in history. Some Annex clients retire early. Some keep working because they love it. You know why? Because they've got custom plans built by fee-only fiduciaries. They identified their wants and needs, and we went to work. We want to do the same for you. Annex does financial planning at every level. Annex Comprehensive Wealth, Annex Private Client, Annex Ignite. Visit AnnexWealth.com and click the Get Started button.